That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This morning is a little bit more rain and maybe a couple snowflakes start to move through the area. We'll show you where it's at on Power Doppler and a live look outside coming up.
And then I heard like a freight train and it got real crazy loud and then it got quiet again and I came outside and this is what we found.
An EF0 tornado hits Chesterfield, leaving a trail of destruction. A look at the cleanup efforts now underway.
The Power of Two, your local election headquarters, a look at the results in two MSD propositions from yesterday's municipal election. Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. We start with a check of your traffic now with Galista Matrician.
Thank you, Blair. John, for those drivers on 270 North or South in North County right now, go ahead, hop off at Lindbergh or hop off at Florissant. And this is the reason why. We've got a serious crash on 170 in your southbound direction right near Airport Road. We've actually just got our Nissan Rogue Runner on scene right now. We're going to go ahead and take his shot full. So again, you're getting a view of what's going on, what's been unfolding on 170 South near Airport Road for the past few minutes. What I need you to know is 170 South is completely shut down near Airport Road. Travel is being diverted off. Again, it looks like they do have a tow truck on scene. There are people working to investigate what is going on, but I am seeing this backup to Niflot at this point. It's been brake light after brake light after brake light. Mike Border confirming that there are three cars involved in this crash. Again, for my drivers on 270, if you're heading west, get off at Florissant. If you're heading east, go ahead and take Lindbergh. This crash is serious. We've got this portion of 170 South in Berkeley completely shut down. You're dealing with at least a mile span of slowdown on 170 right now. We'll work to bring you more, but as I mentioned, 170 South, not an option in North County right now. Look, you can see that car is on that tow truck. So again, we could be dealing with the scene for a few minutes, but they are working to get this crash cleared.
Thank you, Calista. Taking a live look now at a roof camera. This is Maryland Heights. We're going to get a check of our forecast. Meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck with the heavy coat on today. You are going to need it.
Yeah, coats are back on for sure this morning. We're in the upper 30s to low 40s as we start our Wednesday morning. Certainly a chill out here. Average lows for this time of the year are around 42 degrees. So it's not extreme, but it's colder than where we've been lately. So you're going to notice it out the door. You saw those clouds there from our roof camera. Clouds have been filtering back in after a little bit of clearing overnight. Moon was breaking through that cloud cover. We are playing the waiting game for some wraparound showers that are going to drop in from the north and west later on this morning and spin southeastward. It's not going to be an all day rain, not going to be a huge soaker, but there could be some spot showers around through the day. So step out the door to the bus stop this morning. Expect a cool, very windy day throughout and be ready for some spot showers a little bit later on. And yes, we keep talking about this. A few of those showers north of I-70, especially into Illinois, could start with a few snowflakes. So that's why we have meteorologist Haley Fitzpatrick out and about this morning in the Woods Basement System Storm Runner. She's got her eye to any of those snowflakes, although with that sky back behind you, we're not going to see any for a little while.
No, still relatively dry here. Like I said, we've been kind of parked in Troy, Missouri for the last 45 minutes to an hour. Just it's kind of a waiting game with those scattered showers starting to move in as we speak. Things are looking good. It is cold though. Several of the flags that we've driven by with the local banks and, you know, different gas stations, they are blowing. So of course the winds are going to be such a factor today. Combine that with the very chilly temperatures in place. Definitely need that jacket headed out the door. But in terms of the morning commute, I do expect a lot of us to remain dry. Let's go ahead and pull up Max 11 because I do expect, again, those scattered showers are on the move. Looks like they're running into likely a little pocket of dry air. I'll show you kind of the bigger picture as we back out just a little bit further. The core of that moisture, the cooler air, and a little bit of snow, still about a little less than maybe 100 miles away from us, maybe closer to about 80 miles away from us, but it's kind of breaking up the further that it works its way down towards the south and east in our direction. But the later half of this morning, definitely going to be something that we need to watch. Again, I don't think it's going to be very impactful snow. If we do get any accumulating snow, it's primarily going to be north of I-70 on those grassy surfaces. Reporting here in the Woods Basement System Storm Runner, I'm meteorologist Haley Fitzpatrick. Back to you.
Thank you, Haley. And the power of two, your local election headquarters. Voters in St. Louis City and County approved two MSD ballot measures. It will now increase sewer bills to pay for wastewater and flooding projects.
The Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in downtown with more on how much this will make those bills go up. Chris, good morning to you.
Blair, good morning to you. John, good morning to you as well. Certainly something that impacts a lot of people here. We are just outside of the MSD headquarters building at Market and Jefferson. One of these initiatives is for improvements that MSD must make. The other measure will start a brand new program from MSD. Take a look at the results from yesterday's election. Proposition W passing by a wide margin with 80% of voters casting yes ballots. Proposition S much closer, passing with 57% of voters approving that measure. Proposition W is the latest installment of MSD's agreement with authorities to make $7.2 billion in improvements to the region's wastewater system over 28 years, bringing it into full compliance with the Clean Water Act. This program began back in 2012, and voters have to decide how they're going to fund it every 4 years. By voting yes, voters approved their monthly bills rising an average of 7%. Under this plan, customers pay less now, but more over the long term. A no vote would have meant much higher bill hikes initially, but the work would have cost less over time. By approving Proposition S, voters saying yes to MSD creating the first regional program to address growing stormwater problems like flooding and erosion in St. Louis City and County. Under this project, the average customer will pay an additional $25 per year in property taxes. MSD officials saying Prop S will generate about $35 million annually, and it will allow them to start addressing more than 7,000 known flooding and erosion problems in St. Louis City and County. For now, live in downtown West, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thanks, Chris. Well, write-in votes created a couple of upsets in St. Louis County elections. For example, in Maplewood, former mayor Barry Greenberg had a comeback victory over incumbent mayor Nicolin Napper, winning 63% of the vote. Napper unseated Greenberg in 2021. According to the Post-Dispatch, Greenberg entered the race after the city council voted to hire a new city manager without a public job posting. In Clayton, write-in candidate Pamela Liss-Lerman won one of two seats up for grabs on the school board. Leo Heumann beat incumbent board member Jason Wilson for the other seat.
6:07 right now. Well, after a long night of severe weather Monday into Tuesday morning, an EF0 tornado left behind a mess in some Chesterfield neighborhoods. The heavy rain that followed also caused issues in Rock Hill. The Power of Two's Jeff Bernthal reports on the ongoing cleanup efforts.
Some heavy lifting on Grantley Drive as the work of getting rid of remaining hazards unfolded. The culprit causing trees to break, a Monday night tornado.
I was out on the porch, saw the funnel cloud kind of forming over the house here.
Warren Ricks took shelter after seeing these images.
I saw that some fingers of some clouds coming down over the houses, and that's when we started hearing the crack. And that's when I went inside, and that's when the tree and all that fell down.
A neighbor's doorbell camera captured an image of that pine tree blowing right out of the ground.
The storm was more to the north, it seemed like, and then we kind of got hooked with that end of the storm, and then guess it was a tornado.
The sirens went off, so my family went down to the basement.
The siding on the back of Lauren Spielberg's home on Canyon View Court blew away.
And then I heard like a freight train, and it got real crazy loud, and then it got quiet again, and I came outside, and this is what we found.
And a tree through the roof of Nani Gramlich's home on Appalachian Trail left her trying to put a positive spin on the Twister's damage.
Because of all the rain, it got wet, and all night long it was just crashing. So now we have two indoor pools and two skylights, and, you know, making the best we can.
Even with all the damage,
there was like trash cans and all sorts of debris and stuff in the backyard.
Every resident said they feel lucky.
You know, another typical St. Louis storm. Got to be ready.
Many people in our area were also hit hard by hail. Car repair shops and insurance agents had their phones ringing off the hook yesterday. Some of those shops say they are still trying to finish repairs from the last hail event as they take on a new wave of weather-damaged cars.
The National Weather Service also confirms a small tornado hit about 200 miles away in Fairgrove, Missouri. That's north of Springfield, Missouri. Most of the damage in southwest Missouri was from strong wind.